Hi everyone, it's Rich here and I'm with Barry, who's one of our ambassadors for the Strengthening DPULOs programme. And Barry has been very kind. He works at the Victoria and Albert Museum in the very leafy bit of London, and he's been very kind and sort of showed us around different bits and pieces, and it's a wonderful, wonderful place. And it's quite a work atmosphere you've got here, Barry, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's it's an interesting place to work, especially with visitors of all ages.
Yeah, and we just had a nice couple of hours out in the main courtyard, and we managed to stop ourselves from going into the fountains and generally enjoying ourselves and what have you. But I bet you must be tempted to do that every day.
Unfortunately, I don't get the time.
I'm always
working, and so it's a treat to actually get out into the garden.
Yeah, sorry, I've been a bit flippant there, Barry. But anyway, it's great to have you as part of the programme and to have you as one of our 12 ambassadors. So I was just wondering if you could tell us a little bit about why you wanted to become an ambassador.
Okay, I've always wanted to get disability organisations and user-led organisations to actually collaborate more and work more in partnership, as opposed to being seen as the opposition. And, you know, I being quite selfish myself because of being disabled, you know, I'd actually like more services and facilities provided to disabled people. And if organisations aren't working together, then, you know, disabled people themselves are going to be missing out on what everybody else would take for granted.
I think that's absolutely right. And really interested in some of the stuff that you've done before. You were involved in Soccer Site, and partly with one of the, you know, making sure that football is accessible for people with visual impairments.
Yeah, it's, again, it was very sort of selfish of me after I lost my sight. At first, I couldn't go to football matches because there was no commentary available in grounds. So I worked with RNIB to try and sort of champion football clubs to provide these kind of services, and the RNIB gained funding through Halifax Bank of Scotland, and we worked with them, the football Scottish Premier League, the football league clubs in England, and we've got Soccer Site commentaries and commentators into over sort of 40 clubs in both England and Scotland.
And that's amazing. And of course, your motivation for wanting to do this is because you support the best football club in the world, which is Liverpool Football Club.
That's right. And it's nice to be able to keep on going to see them.
Yeah.
And that. So, and again, it comes down to me wanting to just continue my life as it was before I lost my sight.
Yeah. Well, I'm really looking forward to having you as part of the programme. I think, for me, you know, disabled people's organisations have often been thought of in the context of social care or health or some of those more traditional services. And I think with your experience and expertise and the drive that you've got looking, you know, particularly at things like leisure and sports and culture and what have you, I think that experience is going to be absolutely fantastic. So it's nice to have you as part of the programme.
Okay, thank you. And I'm looking forward to working with you on the programme.
Brilliant. Cheers then, Barry.
Thanks.
Bye.